Hello and welcome to another episode from the Advanced Business Show. This is your host, Amar. I thank you for stopping by and checking out our own show. Now, please note that you can check the description below for the different services we provide in Advanced Software. So now, in this episode, we will talk about something that you are hearing more and more recently. And like maybe you are thinking about using or doing, and one of the things that maybe, again, maybe in the future will take place and will be a major thing inside the world. So we're gonna talk in this episode about cryptocurrency. So now let's talk about the cryptocurrency. What is a cryptocurrency? Cryptocurrency is a short for the cryptographic currency. Now, why it's called cryptographic? Because it's let's say protected by some cryptographic practices that make it secure. Now, you for sure heard about Bitcoin and the different digital cryptocurrency that is getting popular each and every day. Now, let's talk a little bit more about Bitcoin. Now, Bitcoin was the first digital currency out there. It's a start date to back to, I think, to 2009. It was released at 2009, first thing first. The first time it was created by a guy called Satoshi Nakatomi. Now, nobody knows his real identity yet. Some people claim they are this person, but for sure we don't know his real identity yet. So now, that guy created something called white paper. That white paper introduces a way to send decentralized money from one person to another. Now, let's dive more like into technicalities of the cryptocurrency. Let's take Bitcoin. So Bitcoin, it's not, let's call it, a fiat currency like the US dollar. It's a digital currency. It's stored online. Now, how you get cryptocurrency and how you send the cryptocurrency? You have something called a wallet. The wallet is a unique address that is provided by maybe a crypto exchange or some smartphone apps and so on. This unique address, okay, will be able to send and receive cryptocurrency without anybody interfering or anybody like manipulating it on like except its owner. Now, that unique digital address, okay, is available, let's call it, online. You have somebody, or you give it to somebody, that somebody send the money to you online, and via the network of the participating nodes. For example, Bitcoin, you have a group of network of computers that is competing to verify this transaction. Now, these guys get some money in exchange of verifying your transaction. So you send, or somebody send you the money, it's stored on the blockchain. The proof of work, or the proof of work network start working, and they verify that this hash has been added to the entire blockchain. Now let's talk about the blockchain. The blockchain is a series of let's call them blocks, and they are in a chain like series. Now, the first one, the first بلوك تشين از كولد ذا جينيسيس اوكي اند اتس كونكتد تو ذا سيكند وان ناو يو كانت بريك ذا بوينت اند تراي تو انسيرت ا نيو بلوك لايك سيبريتينج ذا فيرست اند ذا سيكند ترانزاكشن يو كانت دو ذات اتس نيد اول تو بي ان سيريز That's why it's like a secure and nobody can manipulate it. So you have transaction one, transaction two, they are connected. If a new transaction added is connected to transaction three and so on. And they keep on going indefinitely. Now nobody can break the link in half. Nobody can change anything inside the blockchain. And it's also like always verifiable. So this is like an inside look of how cryptocurrency work. Now, after Bitcoin has launched, there are many other cryptocurrencies available. For example, we have Ethereum, we have Ripple. These are the top three cryptocurrency according to the market cap. We have Mourinho, we have Binance coin and so on. So there are many many coins out there. Now the crypto market is very vital, okay, or vitality, its vitality is really really high. Like Bitcoin price was in March of this year was maybe $3,000-$4,000. After 5 months only now it's about $11,000. So the price fluctuate really really quick. So if you are thinking about investing and buying Bitcoin, you might wanna like understand this. Now cryptocurrencies or the main advantages of using cryptocurrency, it's decentralized, okay, and you can like send money to anybody around the world without the need of bank account within just a few minutes and with a really really low fees comparing traditional transfer. Now also you can save a lot of money if you are like if you like converting money from a currency to another, it has its own like it might go up, but it might go down the value that you receive and take. But with cryptocurrency, you can guarantee that at least there are no fluctuation between the amount sent, let's say, from a fiat currency to another. No, you are sending the same amount of money all over the world. So that's like a really really quick introduction for cryptocurrencies and how you can like use them to your work and advantage. Now cryptocurrencies as well it can be used for different activities. You can like receive payments on your website or send payments to someone via cryptocurrencies. But like the main problem with the cryptocurrencies is the price fluctuation. Now you send a US dollar, you receive a US dollar. Okay, the cryptocurrency, you might send a dollar, you might receive 95 cents, okay, within just 5 minutes, because the price really really fluctuate comparing the fiat currency. Now you can also like trade cryptocurrencies, and maybe that's like why it's getting popular, because some people like they do some trading on cryptocurrency. Like it has a much lower barriers to entry. For example, a stock market, you might need to be an accredited investor and you have some certain requirement. No cryptocurrencies, anybody can go in, put any amount of money he likes. Like, for sure there is some minimums from the exchange, maybe $50 and so on, but these are really, really low barrier to entry, and anybody can go and start investing in the cryptocurrency world. So now, the nice thing about cryptocurrencies, it has a limited amount. For example, there is a certain amount of bitcoins out there. There will be no more issued crypto or bitcoins more than that. Okay, and like that's what's make it at, like a little bit attractive for like for like using it and so on. So now we can also use cryptocurrencies, or we have some new features on cryptocurrencies. For example, on the Ethereum network, you can create what's called a smart contract. Now, what's a smart contract? A smart contract is a way to send out money programmatically based on a certain event. For example, you can program your smart contract to receive or to send money in case someone sent you a certain item. Now, smart contract has their own security, and they are hard to manipulate as well. Not impossible for sure, but they are hard to modify because like you can program them yourself and have them like under your own control, and it will not execute unless it meet a certain condition. Now, I think this is what will actually make the cryptocurrency a really high competitive advantage comparing other ways of payment, because you can literally program and like send out money based on certain conditions and so on without anybody manipulating it, and unless like you get what you actually asked for. For example, if someone like say that they sent you item, but like the proof of work did not confirm that this item is created or sent to you, the smart contract will not send them money. And also this way, like the other party can assure themselves that if there like there is a condition that if it's met, it will be directly for them like to send money and so on. Now there are many many applications and so on for cryptocurrencies. And there are many networks and for cryptocurrencies that like does it in a smart way and so on. Now, for example, Facebook is trying to introduce its own Libra cryptocurrency for the public. Now, why use a cryptocurrency? Again, cryptocurrency is much more liquidated than cash on the internet. Okay, it's like easy to send, easy to receive. There is a really low amount of fees on sending money. For example, if you're losing PayPal, it takes maybe 2-3% from your profit. Between sending money via the Ripple network, take less than maybe a cent for the, I don't know, again, this is just an example, maybe the less than $100. So $100, you pay less than a cent, and it get verified within just a few seconds. Imagine that. That's fast. But like, what's stopping cryptocurrencies to enter and to be used as a main stream item and mainstream thing is some of these issues. Now, first thing first, the anonymity with it. For example, I can just download an app on my smartphone and create this wallet with this certain address. Now, nobody knows who I am, and that's one of the major issues with the cryptocurrency. You can't tell who's this address for, or who is using this address, or who is this person and what he is using it for. So these are some one of the issues which is stopping from like the cryptocurrencies from being used. Now, after that is regulations. Now, there is no real regulations to help cryptocurrencies to be mainstream in the world. Now, there are some, like some projects like the digital US dollar and so on. It's like coming as a cryptocurrency, but it's like supported by government and so on. Sorry. So, these some of the issues with the cryptocurrency, and also like the liquidity of cryptocurrency. Like, you can buy Bitcoin, but if you wanna convert Bitcoin back to US dollar, it can be like a trouble for you. It's not very easy sometimes. Now, I think recently it's getting much easier than it was before. Like, you can weigh, it was very hard to acquire cryptocurrencies a few years back. Now there are many websites that you can just use your own credit card and they will send you cryptocurrencies to the address or the wallet that you wanna use. Now, also some of the issues with the cryptocurrencies, as we said, the liquidity and the, again, we already mentioned this, the vitality of the token, because the price is not stable for some certain cryptocurrencies. Now, let's talk about some new generation of cryptocurrencies, okay? Now, we have first, the stable coins. Now, we have some cryptocurrency coins that is represent a real value. For example, we have the Tether coin represent a single US dollar. So each coin is a US dollar. We have some new projects for like cryptocurrency backed with gold and so on. And like, their price is depending on the price of gold and other precious metal. So like, you can buy maybe some bitcoins and then like, if you later on wanna just like stay out of the vitality, you can just make them tether, which is just a plain US dollar per each coin. It doesn't change. So these are like some of the things that you can do with the cryptocurrencies. Now, a lot of people ask how you can buy cryptocurrencies. Now, there are many websites out there that does for you this. One of the well-known is the Binance Exchange. You can like buy your tokens and have them stored on the exchange itself. Now you can also like have some, if you are advanced user, you can store your tokens on your smartphone, on some specialized hardware and so on. Now also about cryptocurrencies. Cryptocurrencies, again, still not yet mainstream because like the huge vitality that we are seeing in the market. Now, how you can make some money with cryptocurrencies? Some people just buy and hold and hope for the best, or like they hope like the price of the tokens will rise dramatically. Now, Bitcoin was a few cents back at 2011 or 13, if I remember correctly. There were just a few cents. Now it's averaging 12 US dollar. $12,000. So you can do as similar as this, but again, you need to do your own research. You need to look at these coins, like the coins that you want to buy and hold, and things will go slow for you. Like, it's gonna take some time to have the price rise for the token. And as well as like, you need to have a solid research. Now, there are many so-called gurus and so on that they recommend these, like, you go and see these videos and these technical analysis on that this token, that price will double within just a few weeks or days or month, and so on. Now, in my opinion, and I've read a ton of these, it's all nonsense. It's just only some promotional material for a certain coin from a certain party. So my recommendation, if you wanna go into that game, do your own research. Usually, to evaluate a certain cryptocurrency, you go to their website and they have something called a white paper. Now, a white paper, as we talked about it in Bitcoin, it explains why this token exists and what are its capability. Okay, you need to look into these and see how these things actually will affect you. Or like, do these guys actually have a certain vision and so on? If you wanna buy that crypto currencies, and again, like, be really careful. There are many, many people out there. They claim to be gurus, experts, and so on, and like, what they say is just a huge nonsense. Just a promotional material to get you buy some certain coins, and and they like buy it as well. And when the price rise, these guys exit the game, and you see like your coin price crashing. Okay, so just be careful. Now, again, not everybody, but unfortunately, I've seen a decent amount of people does the same thing, and it's not something that you wanna take risk on, and so on. Now, there are some educational materials out there for free on YouTube. You can just understand the crypto market and how things are going there. Now, one of the main benefits, or let's say one of the advantages of the cryptocurrency market, it's 24/7 on the around the clock working. Now, some exchanges out there, like, they have working days and so on. Cryptocurrencies exchanges never close. It's a 24/7 ongoing, and it goes up and down. That's why it goes up and down really quick, because it's 24/7 available for anybody to buy and sell. So that's the episode for the Advanced Business Show this week. I hope that I give you some knowledge and experience on using cryptocurrencies. If you wanna invest in them, it's not a bad idea. Just understand the volatility. Don't worry about the price. It changes up and down, up and down. It's the way the crypto market is. okay, focus on the long term. Things can go real high or real down, but it's okay. It's okay. It's like a stock. Like the stock, you buy a stock, certain stock, for a certain price, and the price changes. Same thing for the crypto market. Don't worry about this. And make sure, like, you do your own research and make sure you know how you will liquidate that asset, how you will transfer to fiat or whatever way like you wanna use it. And like, again, still it's not mainstream yet. We don't really know what will happen in the future. Like if it goes mainstream, it will be like maybe much easier to do payments cross borders and so on, and it can like help you with your business, with your work, and so on. So that's the episode for this week. I hope that I give you some nice information on the cryptocurrency, like the format of the Advanced Business Show. I'm thinking about changing it. So for example, like for this week, in the past week, unfortunately the guest had not the chance to come, so we did not do the episode, and I was sick as well, so sorry for this. Now also let's say we're gonna change the format of the Advanced Business Show to be more dynamic, to be like a weekly episode that has more than a single segment or thus just interviews. So I hope that you will like the new format. So thank you for watching the Advanced Business Show. I hope that we will see you in the next episode.